Our New Testament scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
The word of God from Isaiah. "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, 'You are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you off.' Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On mission trips and wildfire events, the famous question comes up relatively often: did you witness any God moments today? Standing here as a senior, I can say that 4 years ago, I didn't know what a God moment actually really was. It seems simple, but I mean, I felt out of the loop because I didn't really want to get it wrong. What if I said something and it wasn't a God moment? Was a God moment a random act or a continuous way of being by a specific person? So I decided to define a God moment for myself with four words that outline what a God moment means to me. Number one, reassurance. It's that little something you need when you know what decision to make but aren't ready to take the leap. It's something that hits you and makes you realize that your purpose in this world is much bigger than yourself. Number two, love. Unconditional and crucial. It is the reason others put you before themselves. It is what makes you realize that someone could care so much for you that they would pull you out of your darkest days and not ask for anything in return. Number three, kindness. What makes you see the good in humanity? It's those voluntary acts that make you want to pay it forward. It is what can put a smile on someone's face. Number four, faith. It is seeing people in situations that seem unimaginable, but still have hope for a better day because of their overwhelming admiration for our Lord and Savior. It is he who knows that life is about so much more than the materialistic things, but instead of what you can do to serve our God. With or without a definition, it isn't until recently that I realized how much God moments really mean to me. Whether you're in high school like me, trying to figure out what college to go to, or what to do with your life for that matter, whether you're an infant or an adult, it's those God moments that give you the strength to be a better person every day. I see God in my parents, who love and support me without fail. I see God in Wildfire Youth Group, who does the same. And I see God in all of you because of the fact that I can simply stand here, speak, and be heard. So I don't think it's so much about putting a specific definition to it, but I do believe that God moments are the blessings that make me specifically appreciate being alive and me appreciate being here to serve the Lord. God is everywhere, and if you take just a second to forget about the stresses and just to look around, God will give you an opportunity, an action, a word that'll help you overcome those obstacles. But more than that, he'll give you an opportunity to be someone else's God moment.
Okay, the word of God from Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the world, and their words to the end of the world."
Good morning. As I've gotten older, I've noticed more problems going on in the world. When I was little, I never really noticed problems going on with my family, our country, or the world. I did know of them, but I didn't really completely understand them. Unfortunately, as you do get older, you do notice the bad in the world. How could you not? With the media only showing the bad in the world, it's hard not to notice it. Sometimes it is easy to let our emotions get the best of us, and we get caught up in everything bad going on that it's hard to see the good. About a month ago, Greg Dana made a sermon about thin places. These places are where you can go to be at peace and closer with God. The Celts believe that these places are where heaven and earth are very close to each other. I can't help but think of where my family vacations in South Haven, Michigan. Whenever I think of Michigan, I'm overwhelmed with happiness. It is my thin place. When I think of Michigan, I don't think of all the arguments I've had with family or friends there, the painful sunburns, or any of the other bad times. I think of being at the beach with my little cousins, shopping with my grandma, playing hide and seek with my cousins, our game nights, all of our family dinners, and all of the other great times. There are times I would even go up to the beach to be alone here, and I would feel closer to God. I remember one time my freshman year, I was upset because I was fighting with a boyfriend. My family and my friends with us at the time would try to cheer me up, but no matter what they did, I was still really upset. Later that day, my family went on a walk and I decided to stay at the cottage. I was in there all day, so I decided to go on a walk too. I came up to a lookout point and I sat there for some time, admiring the beach with its peaceful waves and letting the cool breeze hit my face. It was a really gorgeous view. It is easy to sit there for hours and get caught up with all the beauty. After a while, I headed back and I felt happier. I knew God had reached out to me and made me feel better. When you're at your thin place, you get easily distracted from the bad going on in your life. You get lost with how happy and peaceful you feel. I feel with all the bad in the world, people should have their own thin place. Somewhere they can go and get away from everything for a while. A place where they can be reminded that there is good in their lives and in the world. Sometimes our everyday lives are tough, whether we're going through change, heartbreak, hard times, stressful times, and so on. It makes it even more difficult when you're not in your thin place, but you can feel just as peaceful here at home as well. Sometimes all it takes is doing something you love, such as going on a walk or a run, spending time with family or friends, and noticing the little good things. God is there for you no matter where you are or what you're going through. As it says in Psalms 19, yet their voices go into all the earth, their words into the end of the world. In heaven, God has pitched a tent for the sun. God is always there to show you the light with everything you're going through. Right now in my life, I'm going through a big change. I'm going away to college this fall, and although I'm very excited to go, it will be very different to be away from my family and friends I have here and be independent. But when I do get there, I will try to find a new thin place I can go to, a place where I can feel at peace even though I'm not at home or in Michigan. This summer is very eventful for my family and I with everything we have going on, but even with everything we have over the summer, we fit in just a weekend just to go up to the cottage in Michigan. And I'm very excited and happy that I will finally have a break to be in my thin place with the people I love. Sometimes you need to stop, take a moment, and breathe and look at all the good going on around you. I know it is tough sometimes, but your thin places remind you of all the good. It makes you really appreciate what God has given you in your life, because some people in the world don't have what you have. And when you do see bad in your everyday lives or on the news, you take a moment and pray for the ones who are misfortunate. People need to find their thin place that is close to God, because let me tell you, when you're at your thin place, you feel amazing, and I thank God for mine.
Can I ask the ushers to come forward?